Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kai Swanson, president of the Rock Island County Forest Preserve Commission. As we celebrate the 145th birthday of Yellowstone, the first national park in the history of the world, it's good to remember that we have quite a legacy of preserving public spaces right here at home. The Rock Island County Forest Preserve District includes an amazing array of ecosystems, from riverine wetlands to upland prairies, dense woods, and deep ravines. It also includes a golf course and a zoo that's transforming itself into a center for conservation education. But one of the district's most beautiful features can't be found on any of its 2,500 acres of land. That's because Lake George is 165 acres of water. Although it's artificial in the sense that it was created by damming up Big Branch Creek, Lake George is an irreplaceable natural asset in attracting people to the wooded trails of the surrounding Loud Thunder Forest Preserve, named for the son of Black Hawk and his wife, Singing Bird. Loud Thunder's northern border is the Mississippi, and its shoreline is skirted by a vestigial Sauk Trail that connected the cultural center of Sauknuk with hunting camps downstream in the Yellowbanks area near present-day Oquaka. But it's the lake spread across the southern part of Loud Thunder that begs for your attention. Floating in a kayak, your eyes just a couple of feet above the waterline, you'll see things differently. Because gas motors aren't allowed on Lake George, you'll hear things, too, like the steady lap, lap, lap of water rippling against the hull. Just a few paddle strokes, and you're around a corner, with no more company than great blue herons and the occasional kingfisher. There aren't any major highways close enough to Loud Thunder to let the insecure howling of Harleys and heavy-duty pickup trucks intrude on your reverie. But if the wind's just right, you might hear a jet ski down on Andalusia Slough, usually just a whisper, reminding you how lovely and peaceful it is to be on Lake George. If you don't have a boat, no worries. Between May and September, you can rent a kayak, a canoe, or even an electric-powered pontoon boat. It takes about an hour to paddle around the edges of the lake, but if you do it right, it might take two.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.